When it comes to the heart, we have much research left to do. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Tracy Hookway, assistant professor in the Biomedical Engineering Department at Binghamton University, outlines some remaining questions.
Your Fitbit or smartwatch can measure the variability in your heart rate, a crucial metric for overall cardiac health. But very little is known about how neurons that speed up and slow down your heartbeat interact. My research revolves around the interplay between the sympathetic neurons that speed up the heart's beat rate and the parasympathetic neurons that slow it down. This can be considered the fight or flight versus the rest and digest response. This field of research tends to be overlooked, partly because obtaining the required human-based cardiac cells can be challenging. These specific cells are difficult to work with, as they can't divide, nor can they be easily expanded in a culture environment. Within the last 5 to 10 years, the use of stem cell-derived populations has gained traction, but it's still a complex and expensive process. Our research focuses on developing predictive models of human cardiovascular cells to map out the mechanisms that drive developmental processes. To achieve this, we use three-dimensional cultures of stem cells to stimulate tissue development, and then look at the interaction between these cells and their local environment to see how it affects their function. These 2D and 3D models of human cardiac cells could help us with other important avenues of research. Cardiotoxicity is a significant reason that drugs fail during testing. Drug researchers rely on accurate platforms to test all the candidate pharmaceutical compounds. These tests are done on cell cultures and animal models, but there is a significant disconnect between animal models and how humans respond. These human-based stem cell models we are creating could be the key to more accurate testing. Understanding the heart's intricate functions could be significant for other areas of research as well, such as stem cell therapies, heart transplants, pharmaceutical research, neurodegenerative diseases, and even autonomic diseases.
That was Tracy Hookway of Binghamton University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.